and now's a good point to point it out. Julie mentioned LinkedIn.com. On National Public Radio about 2 months ago, they were talking about career transition, people moving from different careers and functional areas. And they said if you weren't in LinkedIn or on Facebook, you're doing something terribly wrong. So trust us, and we don't work for LinkedIn, all right, but it is a wonderful site to do research, to find people, to put profile information on. It's just a great resource. So use it. Then use the professional websites to find information. So if you're in higher ed, you're definitely going to use the Chronicle of Higher Ed to see what's going on. HigherEdJobs.com. All right, these are great sites to get information. Two sites that you could, well, one site, Indeed.com, is a great place to get openings, to get information.
It's a meta search engine.
Meta search
engine.
It
will go out to, this is what we were talking earlier about making your lives easier. This is the tool that will go out to professional websites, company websites, Monster Career, all of those places. You'll set the parameters for what you're interested in, and they will send you email alerts as frequently as you want them.
Right. The ladders.com. Okay.
Indeed is free.
Great. The ladders is a fee, but again, I would not be using the ladders unless you were looking outside of Harvard. Okay.
And those are for typically
higher end
very
people,
high level.
But great information.
That's true. But it is a fee for, it's like $30 a month.
Right, right. And then there are all kinds of educational sites that you could use, like the private school. I think it's, what is it,
NAI? National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS.org.
Right. And then there's the public school site for job postings within schools,
schoolspring.com.
Coolspring.com. Again, information, and I'm using educational sites here. And some of the easiest resource is to go to organizations' websites and see what kinds of positions they're posting. And again, in higher ed, you know this. You look under staff, not faculty. And you'll see part-time, full-time, consulting, contractors. And that's a great way to see how they're writing up their job descriptions. So a little research is really powerful here.